WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche now says he hopes to meet with Ghislaine Maxwell to see if she believes anyone else should be prosecuted in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Maxwell is serving a 20-year prison sentence convicted of sex trafficking. The family of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. disappointed with the administration for releasing 240,000 pages of records related to MLK's assassination.
King's children strongly opposed the release, saying in a statement, "We ask those who engage with the release of these files to do so with empathy, restraint, and respect for our family's continuing grief." Daughter Bernice King later posting, "Now, do the Epstein files."
ABC's Mary Bruce. More questions about air safety and what exactly went wrong when a regional passenger jet nearly collided with a B-52 bomber over Minot, North Dakota. The plane had been taking part in a state fair flyover. Actor Malcolm Jamal Warner being remembered after his drowning death this week in Costa Rica. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Queer young people are one of the most at-risk groups for suicide, largely due to social stigma. Data from the CDC shows that more than half of LGBTQ plus youth report having poor mental health. And now one of their main lifelines is gone. Joanne Kulatz reports.
Thursday marked the day LGBTQ plus Wisconsin youth lost access to specialized services on the Suicide and Crisis Prevention Hotline. According to a Trump administration directive, people contacting the 988 number will still have access to crisis services, but there won't be a press 3 option for the specialized line. Family Services, which administers the 988 hotline for Wisconsin, calls that deeply concerning because LGBTQ individuals, especially youth, are among the most at risk for suicide. The subnetwork was launched in 2022, and more than 14.5 million callers have used the line since then. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped create the hotline and calls the Trump administration's actions dangerous for LGBTQ youth.
The main 988 lifeline is still open to everyone. It's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Meanwhile, how many times have we said this sentence? Wisconsin is joining yet another lawsuit against actions by the Trump administration. This time, it's over funding from FEMA. The suit argues that the Federal Emergency Management Agency unlawfully eliminated a program that worked to improve infrastructure to prepare for natural disasters. It provided grants that went to communities all over the country. It also argues that the Trump administration overstepped its authority, shutting the program down without approval from Congress. For more local news, just head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A shutout in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-0 shutout win over the Seattle Mariners. The crew held hitless until the top of the sixth when Joey Ortiz got on base, then slid into home plate. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Contreras, a high fly into right. Ortiz back to tag. Canzone under it, makes the catch. Here's the throw home. Ortiz slides. He's safe. 1-0 Brewers on the sack fly by Contreras.
Ortiz kicking off a 4-run inning. Pat Murphy.
Then Terang, and then Contreras sack, and then Yelly base hit, and then Churio missile, and Collins walk. I mean, that's 7 quality at-bats in a row. That's what you have to do. You got to stack them. That's how you get crooked numbers, if you stack them. And
so for now, Milwaukee has the best win-loss record in baseball and one game ahead of the Cubs. They lost 12-4 to the Royals at Wrigley Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The John and Gordy Show.
Never regret having an adjustable bed frame. We got two twins, put them together. Yeah. So, you know, each of us could adjust the bed frame the way we want.
You and Ann, your wife.
Yes, with
Ann. Not talking about John and Gordy. Just clear. People are raising their eyebrows. We're only here for 2 hours. 6 to 8 a.m.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this is Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes. Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by State Senator Kristen Dasler-Alfheim. We talk biennial budget, the uncertainty over Governor Evers' second run, and how progressives and Democrats move forward in unity here in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
On Friday, Donald Trump posted, "I absolutely love that Colbert got fired. His talent was even less than his ratings."
How dare you, sir? Would an untalented man be able to compose the following satirical witticism? Go f*** yourself.
Yay, Stephen Colbert. Fantastic. Yes. Does your mom, Carol Burnett, have any thoughts about her beloved old network?
I have not spoken to her about it.
I know she loves Colbert.
Oh, they're friends.
Yeah, she's been on his show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He actually was on her 50th anniversary special.
Okay.
I was saying you got to hear the whole John Stewart monologue defending him, and just the fact that all of the late night hosts were in the audience, I literally teared up. Just that's the kind of solidarity we need right now.
Mm-hmm. And Andy Cohen got to kiss Anderson Cooper.
Yeah,
which is something he's wanted to do for a really long time.
It was a Coldplay Kiss Cam parody.
Yeah,
I'm shocked they haven't yet.
I'm sure they might have fooled around.
Years ago.
Yeah.
What? And married.
Listen to Chris Lavoie just dropping that bomb and running.
Yeah. I thought he was married and has a child.
Yes.
Anderson Cooper?
Doesn't he have a child?
Divorced.
Oh, they did? Oh, he's single again.
Oh, dear.
It could happen.
So he can be on the Kiss Cam with whoever he wants.
Yeah. He could.
I mean, they've been best friends for, over a decade.
Yeah. We've had them on together.
They might have had a drunken thing.
We've had them on the show. They're adorable together. Okay. Megyn Kelly remains able to shut her giant pie hole about this whole thing.
What is up with her?
She's just a mean girl. She said
she's trying to get back into Trump's good graces.
Why?
Right? She said of Stephen Colbert, he desperately wanted to be Keith Olbermann. And guess what? Keith Olbermann's a failure, and now so are you, Stephen Colbert. So if you recall, just if you'd like to review, she signed a almost $70 million deal with NBC and completely bombed, right? They had to pay her out.
Right.
She did well. NBC did not.
Right. Remember, she defended the use of blackface. Mm-hmm. And anyway, her show was canceled after she left. The third hour of Today Show jumped into ratings by 18%. Yeah. So
that's when Hoda and Jenna started.
Yeah. The drunk hour of this. Yes.
That's a more fun hour.
But Roland Martin, good for him. He said, "Huh, let me get this right. Stephen Colbert had a successful 10-year run on CBS. Megyn Kelly failed massively on NBC. In fact, she'll go down as one of the biggest failures in media history. Yeah. It didn't last 2 years, and they had to pay her $60 million plus. Be quiet, Megan." And Chuck said, "It's like if Kid Rock said Springsteen's a failure." I mean, at least I own my disastrous late-night failure, for God's sakes, Megan.
Have you seen the clips of your show on YouTube?
Yes!
Didn't Megan and Charlie Kirk recently, do a thing together?
Oh, God.
I may be mistaken, but they were talking about the Epstein files.
I think so.
And I think that's why she's trying to double down now.
Yeah. She's been dancing on someone's grave, particularly the number one show in late night for 10 years. You try it. You know, like, it's just so small.
Yeah, you tried
small.
It.
I did. I failed. I love that someone recently said, I think I'm all that. And I'm like, oh, no. No one thinks I'm a bigger loser personally and professionally than I do.
You got to interview.
I am a giant loser.
You got to interview Isabel Sanford.
I did when she was moving on down. See what I did there? Because that's
and Danny Bonaducci took over for you.
Yes,
last last week.
You interviewed RuPaul on the way up.
That's true. I did. I asked him what his breasts were made of, and he said egg McMuffins. Hungry, honey? Who's hungry? It was fantastic. He's fantastic. This is, see, Bella, this is why at this late age I need love from Michael on Blue Sky.
Oh,
haven't we missed my Michael on Blue Sky?
Oh,
not really. What?
I think you're causing a divorce at this point.
He says, pretty, Stephanie. Your voice. Listen, if your life had been as much of a disaster as mine, you would need these two. Like little binkies. When you're like, I'm like the old lady in Titanic. Okay. Pretty, Stephanie, your voice is as pretty and comforting as Karen Carpenter's on a breezy Sunday morning.
No.
You lift everyone up simply by being you. One truly amazing thing about you is your uncanny humility.
Oh, my God.
While having mesmerizing soft beauty and an incredible sense of humor. P.S. You're pretty. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you. Didn't you interview Timothy Busfield on your show, too?
I believe I did.
I just met him a few months ago.
It's a long time ago.
And that was part of the breakup between him and Melissa Gilbert backstage.
I caused no such break. No,
it wasn't.
Tim Busfeld.
Tim Busfeld now.
No.
Oh.
Yes. No, it was.
What's his face?
Bruce Boxleitner.
Boxleitner. No,
that's it. Yes. Yeah. The National Enquirer accused me of breaking up their marriage. Despite the fact that I
didn't happen.
No. Right.
For many, right. Many reasons.
Oh, we got a cat fight backstage, which I didn't because she didn't come, so I never met her, and that didn't happen. And also, by
she
the way,
she would have done it.
And also, by the way, I'm gay. And so, also, I didn't have an affair with Bruce Boxleitner. But other than that,
she would have done a cat fight with you. She's
the original, what? The original fake news. Fake news was all a hoax.
Why didn't you sue the National Enquirer like Jody's mom did?
My mom won.
Because Jody's mom is Carol Burnett, and no one gives two about me.
My mom won.
You got publicity out of it.
The National Enquirer would be like, who?
Yeah.
Who's suing us for what?
But you got pub.
They would have settled.
I got like this much pub. Like, tiniest item ever in the National Enquirer.
Not even a cover story?
Soon to be canceled late night host Stephanie Miller.
Didn't they put telephones on all the tables in the audience?
Listen, let's not talk about. I have enough present failure in my life. Let's not focus on past failures.
So you could call Stephanie and talk
with her. From the audience?
Yes.
They're trying to replicate my radio show, buddy. Okay.
Oh, look, the Gen Z stare. Oh, my God. The Gen Z stare.
TV executives. They're like, oh, we love what you do on your radio show. Don't do any of that anymore now. Just to read the cue cards and just do the
look
thing.
At that look of pity from Bella.
Don't look at me.
That's how she
always looks at me. Wouldn't you?
Didn't I? Don't I? All
right. How many TV executives does it take to screw in a light bulb, Bella? Does it have to be a light bulb? Okay, see, that's a TV executive. Paramount TV executive joke. Okay, all right.
Was the telephone thing successful?
No, it was not.
Oh, I would have totally called.
Were people not using it?
No, nothing about that show was successful.
What kind of people did you have in your audience?
Stop talking to me. They were all drug addicts.
they got from the methadone clinic.
Yeah.
What?
They bust them in. Who did nobody know who I was?
No, they do. They pay audiences.
Yeah.
Well, yes,
yeah.
But
usually they have people out at like Hollywood and Highland, saying, hey, would you like to see a free TV show?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in this case, it was drug
and people still ask for refunds. Hey. No, they didn't.
How long did it take?
They just asked for more methadone.
There you go.
We need a lot more methadone if we're going to watch this for an hour.
Need some OJ and methadone.
All right, could we play some Stephen Colbert?
Okay, fine.
Okay.
CBS, our network, CBS, who I want to reiterate, have always been great partners. Put out a statement saying a very, you know, very nice things about me and about the show, and thank you to them for that. They clarified that the cancellation was purely a financial decision. But how could it purely be a financial decision if The Late Show is number one in ratings? A lot of folks... It's confusing. A lot of folks are asking that question, mainly my staff's parents and spouses. Well...
Yeah, one more.
The only other story out there is kind of a small one. The president was buddies with a pedophile. On Friday, the Wall Street Journal dropped an absolute bombshell. They are reporting that in 2003, Trump sent a birthday letter to Jeffrey Epstein for his 50th birthday that was sexually suggestive. Yeah, it's the most inappropriate birthday gift since Carvel debuted Fudgy the Hung Like a Whale.
Now, I remember
according,
that.
According to the Wall Street Journal, Trump's letter featured several lines of typewritten text framed by the outline of a naked woman, which appears to be hand-drawn with heavy marker. In the drawing, a pair of small arcs denotes the woman's breasts, and the future president's signature is a squiggly Donald below her waist, mimicking pubic hair. Do you know what that means? That means Donald Trump has drawn pubic hair on every executive order.
I can't believe he has 10 more months and zero F's left to give.
The only reason he's got 10 months is because they have to pay him out, like ABC had to pay out Megyn Kelly. It's but either pay or play. It's
right. But you wonder if they're going to let him stay on.
They will.
Jon Stewart was
so... No, they could take him off and still pay him.
Yeah. They could, but they're going to make more money with him on the air.
And Jon Stewart was so good, that was so brutal, that if they take him off, it's going to be even more obvious. It was almost too good to, you know what I mean? Like, it would make it just unbelievably obvious if they...
CBS and Paramount desperately need the FCC's approval. And the FCC is run by a Trump mega crony.
Yeah.
And so if... CBS will do anything to make this merger go through, including take Colbert off, even if they lose money because of it.
However... Chris, who said the show that you seek to cancel, censor, and control a not insignificant portion of that $8 billion value came from those shows? Excuse me. That's what made you that money. Shows that say something. Shows that take a stand. Shows that are unafraid. And not to believe me, this is not we speak truth to power. We don't. We speak opinions to television cameras, but we try. We try every night. Who said that?
Seth Meyers.
No. Oh, that was a good guess, though. That was a better guess than usual. Okay. No, that was Jon Stewart.
Oh.
And he just made so many great points, Jody. He was saying, like, if you're just going to serve gruel, no one's going to watch it. It defeats the purpose
of making money and mergers. Remember?
And yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And brought on the Glenn Campbell show.
Oh, by the way.
It was more wholesome.
Did you, speaking of old time, look over there. So he releases the Martin Luther King files.
Yeah.
The latest look over hair away from the Epstein files.
Yep.
Against the wishes of Martin Luther King's family. Mm-hmm. And as somebody pointed out this morning, some of this stuff could be, you know, from J. Edgar Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
He put out many false stories about Martin Luther King because he was trying to destroy the civil rights movement.
Yes, he was.
So, Heather says, Trump decides to re-traumatize Martin Luther King's Jr.'s family by releasing files on his assassination against their wishes. This man will do anything but the right thing. I mean, it is just incredible the pain and damage he's caused in 6 short months. Kate in... Oh, it's our Kate in Milwaukee. Hi,
oh,
Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Hi, Kate. I will always be your Kate in Milwaukee.
Yes. I love my blanket that you made me so much. It's like I'm like Linus now with that blankie.
It's just a happy blankie, you know? It just reminds you that you have all these friends that love you. Aww. So when you need a day and you're like, this is hard, and then you have hugs from everyone, including your mama.
Oh, I know. Thank you. I have the fictional people on the blanket. I don't have actual people. But so it's a security blanket in that it makes me feel like I have an actual life. Anyway, go ahead, Kate.
Okay, so first things first, Bella, when it comes to your stomach stuff, do not let a doctor tell you that it's in your head, because I did that for 2 years, and it turns out my gallbladder was failing.
Oh,
so yeah. Trust your body and trust your brain.
I'll try to. Thanks.
Secondly,
now she's worried about that.
Right, now she's worried about
your
gallbladder.
Now you're anxious about your gallbladder test.
Thank you. Oh, man.
Yeah, no, but you know what? The gallbladder, when they take it out, you feel like 100% better right away.
Right.
So.
I'll keep that in mind. Thank
secondly,
you.
I'm all about ignoring George Clooney, except for the Ohio State documentary that dropped, because
yes.
It also proves that Jim Jordan is also a schmuck.
Did you see he tweeted, Washington Redskins, Cleveland Indians, and someone went, Ohio State wrestlers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Speaking no, but of, I yeah. wish I had.
Speaking of and distractions, then, anyway, I'm sorry. I just wanted to, from Josh, more fun facts for you, not so fun.
All right.
National average for regular gas rose from 3.02 in December 2024 to 3.17 in June 2025. I thought so. I just filled my tank. The national average for beef rose from $8.02 a pound to $8.15 a pound between December 24 and June 25. Electricity prices rose 5.8%. Natural gas jumped 14.2% over the past year. Prices for full service meals rose 4.0%. Limited service meals like fast food increased 3.5%. Rent climbed 3.8%. It is not your imagination. And it's showing up in polling. People are like, no, things are not better, and it's Trump's policies that are causing it to get worse, you know? So, all right, one last one. Who said the sole goal of this administration is to prevent the release of these files, which is why Trump leaned on Republicans in Congress to block the release of the files 5 times. It's why Trump conspired with Pam Bondi to cook up this plan to pivot to grand jury testimony instead of releasing the information she already has at her disposal. If Trump was orchestrating a cover-up, there is quite literally nothing he would do differently than what he's doing right now. Who said that?
Jimmy Kimmel.
No, that was a good guess. No, our friend Brian Tyler Cohen. Oh. We see you. Worst cover-up ever. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce coming up. This portion of the show brought to you by the coziest of earths. Nothing touches my skin that is not cozy earth.
Ah.
That's how precious I've gotten. You know that one spot in your house that calls to you, Steffi, hello. It's my bed. It's my retreat, right? It's where I recharge, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a Cozy Earth's bamboo sheets and bubble cuddle blanket.
What?
It's new.
Bubble
cuddle blanket.
I want one.
Game over, man. Right? My doggies, right? I just wrestling them for spaces in the bed. I don't blame them. These bamboo sheets are unreal, soft, breathable. They also keep you cool all night. No more overheating or waking up in a cold sweat. I'm not sweaty in this who anymore.
Okay.
And the bubble cuddle blanket. It's like a hug and blanket form. Faux fur. Plush. It is midweight, ridiculously cozy. I'm telling you, I love my jammies. I love my comforter cover, my comforter, all of it. Cozy Earth gives you a 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty. Once you try it, you're never going to go back. Go to CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Stephanie if you get that post-purchase survey. Be sure to say you heard about it from The Stephanie Miller Show.
4 out of 5 top Hollywood movie stars use...
Stephanie Miller.
Tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love it. It goes on, smells citrusy. It feels amazing. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go now to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. It's my favorite skincare product. It'll be yours, too. That's Vibrance.com/Stephanie. One more time, Vibrance.com/Stephanie.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In February of 2024, Governor Tony Evers signed new maps for the Wisconsin State Legislature into law, putting an end to one of the most extreme partisan gerrymanders anywhere in the country. While that was a momentous achievement for democracy in the state, that wasn't the end of the story. Since then, for more than a year, Fair Maps advocates and pro-democracy activists have been looking to take the next step and propose a new plan for independent redistricting in Wisconsin that would be here for the long haul. It's a compelling, well-constructed plan that would take the job of drawing maps away from the politicians who run for office on those very maps. In this new feature story, I take a closer look inside this citizen-led grassroots effort as it goes from the idea phase to being presented to the public. Because we absolutely need a long-term solution for redistricting reform in Wisconsin so we don't end up seeing either political party gerrymander Wisconsin's maps ever again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more. Find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. But hurry, the sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why.
We promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. What do you want?
You're LaFreak.
Yeah, that's me. Okay. Jody Hamilton's here.
Chic?
Mm. I'm also chic, aren't I?
Really?
This is it. No. Okay. I've just reached that point in my life I'm lost and will to live. Like, I'm literally in workout clothes or pajamas. That's it. Or bike
Same.
Clothes. And that's it.
Like, what's the point?
I don't. I'm like, clothes? What is it? I'm still in my COVID phase. I'm just like, I don't know. Ugh. Okay. A pregnant mother in Tennessee was denied care for being unmarried.
Yeah.
This is legal under Tennessee's Medical Ethics Defense Act. We are entering a dark time Horrid. In public health. Wow. Okay. The CBO says Trump's big ugly bill will add $3.4 trillion to the deficit over the next decade, driven by a $4.5 trillion drop in revenue and only $1.1 trillion in spending cuts. So much for cutting or paying down the deficit. Oh, my God.
They're not fiscal.
New polling, 52% say we're in a recession, 64% say the economy's getting worse, 70% say Trump hasn't done enough on prices, 62% say his policies raise food costs, his approval rating just 38%. Wow. 59% disapprove, 38% approval in this latest. Wow. Okay, that one guy says it only took 3 months, but finally the mainstream media caught up that the price of beef has gone up every week since Trump took office. The cattle ranchers have been begging for help for the entire year, yet Trump continues to act like they don't exist. It's just that they, you know, how much of this whole election they say hinged on prices. This is why it's beyond infuriating. Richard in Ohio, hello. Hello, Richard.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Hiya, go ahead.
I'll be real quick. I think we ought to start referring to the GOP instead of the grand old party, refer to them as the guardians of pedophiles.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for your attention to this matter.
All right.
Perfect.
You must end every phone call like that. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. What do you call it? Case said, hearing Stephen Colbert and Jon Stewart say and sing go yourself to Donald Trump and the corporations, institutions, and advertisers that bow to him is like therapy. Yeah, he had a whole African-American chorus behind him. Jon Stewart, you've got to watch the whole piece.
It was really good.
It is really soul-cleansing, in my opinion. Let's see. Who said of Stephen Miller, there is something wrong with that mother?
His mother?
Who said that?
Jimmy Kimmel?
That was a good guess. Jody, that was a good guess. Also a good guess, Chris. No, that was Hunter Biden, not Stephen Miller. I'm with him. There are not enough F-bombs to get through this current time in our history. Charlie Pierce is next.
Yes.
On the Stephanie Miller Show.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced legislation that would expand access to mental health care for farmers. The proposed bill would seek to increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. The program connects ag workers to mental health resources. The bill would authorize an additional $15 million in funding for the network to hire more staff and address different needs among different groups and areas. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin farmer is slamming efforts underway to protect the weed killer Roundup. If a bill currently in Congress is passed, thousands of claims linking the product to cancer would be tossed out. Here's Terry Barr.
Hans Brighton Moser is speaking openly about the moves by Bayer, the owner of Roundup, to be legally protected from lawsuits filed against the company. More than 90% of the corn and soybean crops in the state are treated with a weed killer, and the Lincoln County farmer believes people have the right to hold a product accountable if there are health issues associated with it. There are more than 180,000 claims across the country, including Wisconsin, alleging Roundup caused cancer.
If you're producing a product and there's hazards with it, then you have to be able to step up and defend it. But to try and change the rules on how the referee operates so that you don't have to defend it is total BS, and we should be calling BS on that.
Brighton Moser also believes Bayer's lobbying is a part of a growing problem, the use of corporate money to influence state agriculture policy. Now, two states signed a bill this month to shield Bayer from these Roundup lawsuits. A similar bill is being discussed in six other states. We're waiting to see what Wisconsin decides to do.
The average payout from Roundup recently is about $150,000. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jordan Leon and Amy Mazzariello, owners of the Lion's Mouth Bookstore in Green Bay. Then Green Bay comedian Kristen Lighty joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Donald Trump, right-wing conspiracy theorists, and others are the ones who have put this Jeffrey Epstein thing in the public domain. Let's be clear about that. No one looking at the facts disputes that. This isn't anything that any of us as House Democrats have been focused on ever in terms of trying to fan the flames of what may or may not happen. But once it has broken into the public domain and there's a clear desire on behalf of the American people to get more information, then the right thing to do is to present the facts and the evidence to the American people.
Yeah, thank you, Hakeem Jeffries. Joe says, blah, blah, blah. Oh, excuse me, Michael. Got the wrong one. Said, Republicans have adjourned for 6 weeks to avoid a vote on releasing the Epstein files. This should be criminal, obstructing what nearly 80% of the American people demand. Mm-hmm. Let's see what this guy says.
Oh, yeah.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America. Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Time for foreplay with Jody. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Okay, Bella's of age, so go ahead with Bella.
Hi, Bella.
Okay. Hey.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce. Wow, is this worst cover-up ever, right? This Epstein thing?
They can't get this thing off the front page.
I know.
Every time you think it's about to fade, they find a new way to put it back at the top of the news cycle again.
You wrote
now
it.
Now that the Department of Justice is going to talk to Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah, yeah. Now they think maybe she has something to say. I mean, Jody thinks that's about a pardon. What do you think's happening?
Oh, I think this whole point. Well, if they're out of their minds, if they don't at least dangle a pardon in front of her.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she got over sentenced anyway, but you know, I think she got sentenced because she was the only one they could sentence, basically.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
serving Jeffrey Epstein's time.
Yeah,
exactly. Something for sure.
She got sentenced to trafficking to girls to nobody, apparently.
As the Academy Award, you know, as the Academy Award song has it, it is hard out there for a pimp.
Yes.
So you wrote a titillating piece. J.D. Vance visited the Murdochs right before the Wall Street Journal dropped Trump's letter to Epstein. I mean, it would be hilarious if the coup insider is now himself the target of a coup. But talk about your piece a little bit.
Well, I don't think it was an accident that right before the birthday letter dropped in the Wall Street Journal, Vance went out to visit the Murdochs in the middle of Montana.
Yeah,
you know, which isn't exactly on his regular route.
Right.
I think he's hedging his bets.
Yeah,
and I think you know he understands that there's now a series. And I never believed any of the previous Murdoch Trump like split stories.
Right,
but I believe this one.
Do you? I know. I said that, Charlie. I was suspicious yesterday. I'm like, is this a Dan Rather? Like, is the birthday thing fake? Did they plant this so that they can go? Oh, they'll see the whole story's fake. Like, I just don't trust anybody in this thing now. But you're right. It's. I mean, the fact that it's Rupert Murdoch.
The thing is, that's. I mean, Murdoch does a lot of dirty stuff, but that's one thing he doesn't do.
Yeah.
He doesn't make stuff up. I mean, he twists things out of all proportions, sure. and he, you know. Hacks cell phones and does all kinds of rat effing, but he doesn't do that. Okay, remember it was CBS who fell for the Dan Rather thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and how ironic that it's probably will be Murdoch that won't bend the knee when CBS and ABC did on these ridiculous lawsuits. They would have won.
Murdoch's got one foot in the afterlife already, you know. He's probably feeling the flames on the soles of his feet right now. You know, what does he care?
Yeah,
the kids are safe. The money's, you know, his empire is safe for the moment. What does he care? Although I do see in the Washington Post and the New York Times and Politico today that they all ran with the story about how this particular thing is uniting the MAGA people again. That it, you know, they were yeah. drifting away about the Epstein files, but now that the Wall Street Journal has joined the deep state and the radical left lunatics, they're all concealing again. And the one source that all of those prestige news organizations chose to use was Steve Bannon.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what a bag of rats.
I mean, learn. God, read the room, dudes. You know, learn your lessons.
Yeah. Aye, aye, aye. Let's talk about, you wrote a piece about the easily, you said it's hard out there for a dupe, about Lisa Murkowski. you said, so Lisa Murkowski says she feels cheated after she won a concession in the recently passed tax and spending law to protect wind and solar projects, only to see the president and his administration issue recent orders that she said seem designed to quickly squash such projects. I feel cheated, she said. I feel like we made a deal, and then hours later, a deal was made to someone else. Wait, you mean the president? This president? President acted in bad faith to get something he wanted. Glorioski, Senator, what are the odds?
I love your writing, Charlie.
Glorioski is little used. It is underused.
Come on, are you a liar or a dupe? There's no third alternative.
Right.
Yeah, you said, I've come to doubt Senator Murkowski's skill at the art of the deal. Now all this analysis depends vitally on the sincerity of Murkowski's regrets. Is it still a live possibility that she's simply declaring herself a sap to defend her own cowardice and duplicity and casting a critical vote in the favor of the nightmare POS? Anything is possible. I mean, Covey tweeted about this. Trump got rid of the concessions Murkowski got in the bill, so now Alaskans not only lose those protections for wind and solar, but also their health insurance. Thanks, Lisa. Is Susan Collins going to pay? Is she going to get reelected in Maine? Are they going to fall for this okie doke again?
Susan Collins' numbers look terrible right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons they look terrible is because she's got a primary opponent, and one of the primary opponents is Paul LePage.
Oh.
The old governor, the human bowling jacket.
Yeah. Yep.
The Trumpier than Trump governor.
Right. And
the Democrats in Maine. You talk about the National Party not being able to get their act together. The Democrats in Maine cannot get their act together on anything.
Yeah, because she's just pathetic. Democrats in Maine, let's do this time. Dear
they
God.
They need to get their act together before they can act.
Yeah. So, Charlie, this is obviously, once again, unprecedented. He's shutting Congress down, basically, to avoid hoping people will forget about the episode, you know, child rape of 20 years in a month.
He's getting all the co-conspirators out of town.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is good and bad, because this means they have to go home and start explaining themselves again.
Right.
Or not holding town halls, which is an even worse story.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Since can I have some nostalgia music, please? I just thought, you know, since you're one of the olds like us when we were having these discussions with Bella about Gen Z, I'd forgotten about this.
Oh, no, I am down with the youth. I am down with the youth.
You totally are down with the youth.
Because you and I are.
Bella, am I not down with the youth?
No, you're down with the youth.
Oh, yeah. I'm down with OPP. Oh, not the youth.
That's not the
okay.
youth.
Okay.
That's the olds.
No, because you and I are old Catholic school kids. Charlie, did you, I forgot about these. Did you have one of these? Someone tweeted a picture, said kids have safety scissors now, but we were totally allowed to have this classroom guillotine at 10 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that thing?
Yeah.
Oh, the paper cutter.
I have one
yeah.
at home.
Yeah. Yes. Why did we need a paper cutter? Look, it really was a guillotine. You could easily chop your hand
totally.
Or your fingers
oh,
off.
Oh, got you. Very dangerous.
But why do we have a paper cutter? I don't even remember.
Cut paper.
Stuff.
But why did we need to cut paper?
In art class, like with construction paper and things like that.
Look at that, Bella. We had guillotines.
I have one of those. I have one too.
We also used to have rolls of newsprint.
Yeah.
Except like copy paper.
Yeah.
Oh, they'd roll them up and then chop them off.
And Silly Putty with the newspaper.
Yeah. Remember the purple mimeograph. Remember that? Oh, remember you smell it?
It was
that introduced me to huffing in a very early age.
Yes.
It introduced all of us to huffing in a very early
age. It helped you with the stress of having to take the test because then you'd be like, oh, that's a good thing about a test.
They just surrounded us with chemicals at a very early age.
And they forgot about this generation.
Our favorite is we call them? The thing. You can make things that, remember, they give you like this oven. And you put like chemicals in, and you know, it went to like 7 billion degrees.
Right.
That seemed safe. No. Yeah. You poured the chemicals in, and it made like creepy crawlers.
Creepy crawlers.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I maintain that those were nuclear powered.
Well, and shrinky dinks were molten plastic that if you got on your finger would burn the crap out of you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Baby's First Foundry. That thing got super hot.
Yeah.
Except your Easy Bake Oven never hot enough.
No.
She
that's because it was conventional oven and not nuclear powered.
There you go.
I actually liked when the light bulb went out on my Easy Bake Oven and it was all like doughy and stuff and like not undercooked. I love it. All right, Charlie, that's this.
Well, that was perverse. What was that all about?
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
I don't understand her sometimes.
I don't know. I like doughy things.
You like because it was soft
it's
and
like,
moist?
Like my undercooked jokes. Okay. Anyway, oh, your thoughts on Colbert real quick. And did you see
the John Stewart thing yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, you got to watch it, Charlie.
But, I mean, Stephen Colbert is a brilliant television star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he's going to land somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, although what we used to call the three major networks, you know, which we really don't anymore. I don't think any of them are going to pick him up, but he'll turn up somewhere.
Charlie,
he's too good on television.
Yeah, we were saying the economics are changing in, you know, everything, though. Not just late night television. It's like, you know, we have to keep dancing as fast as we can to stay in business. But look at all the brilliant voices, whether it's Jim Acosta and Joy Reid and, you know, people that, you know, so I think things are evolving and people are going to different platforms.
People with a voice will find their way to use it.
That's right. That's right.
That's been the case ever since the clay tablets in Sumeria.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I mean, people with a voice who want to be heard will find a way to do it.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. I prefer
the basic principle behind the First Amendment.
It is.
Yeah, exactly. Look at me in my centipede-ridden basement.
Well, not just that, but your Patreon page and
the
Sexy Liberal Tours and
Political Voices Network.
Yeah.
There you go.
The Mama Empire.
That's right. And go to the Charlie Pierce and read him.
Yes, Esquire.
Esquire, yeah.
I mean, I saw Fugelsang on CNN the other night.
Yeah, he's great on CNN.
He really deals
the Bible card of CNN.
He does, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buy John's book, Separation of Church and Hate. Let's make it number one.
Please.
And send a message, shot across the bow.
Yep.
All right.
Let's do that, yes.
Yeah. Love you, Charlie Pierce. See you next week.
Oh, am I leaving now?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Thank you for getting into this matter.
Yes.
getting the old heave-ho. See ya. All right. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Zipa.
Zipa.
I know. Did you think that was like a battle cry? It is. Against snoring. Zipa. Okay.
I could use this.
Huh? Right? You don't want a CPAP mask, right?
No, it's like God, no.
The alien. The thing's strapped to your face all night. But without it, breathing is disrupted. You know, a higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine. Now is the time to stop snoring. Snoring, this is one of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring. Zipa, that's Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Zipa is a comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. Zipa has been proven in clinical trials with over 500,000 units sold. Zipa is the stop snoring device that we trust.
Yes.
No more being nudged awake for snoring. Oh, I remember sleeping with humans. No more.
You have the dogs now.
Sleeping in separate rooms. Right, right. No more feeling tired and foggy all day. This is your last best chance. Solve your snoring problems now. Zipa, that's Happy Z spelled backwards.
Yeah.
Whee! Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. ZYPPAH.com. Use the promo code SNORE. Again, it's Zipa.com. The code is SNORE.
Stephanie Miller.
You expect me to ignore my fans? They're life and death to me, baby. They're the ones who really made me.
Well, this is all too familiar to me, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, maybe a runny nose or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope your doctor can see you this month, wait 2 hours at urgent care, sit in a room full of sick people, or open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription. I start on the right meds and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. Get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Promo code is Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, "Good evening, officer." A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, "I'm a catch," more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon? Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show, remember, Jody, that time I said I love your top. I want that top. And then you just took it right off and gave it to me.
I do that.
I can't count on that every day.
No.
So I sometimes actually have to shop. But that's where Quince comes in.
Oh.
You know, you got to refresh your closet, right? And Quince is literally half the cost of similar brands. If Jody Hamilton won't give you one for free, and, you know, most people can't count on that, you need to go to Quince. Because
I don't know that many people, nor do I have that many shirts.
And I have all the cute ones. Okay, 100% European linen tops starting at just like $30. That's what I'm talking about. They work directly with top artisans, cutting out the middleman. Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices, premium fabrics and finishes. You're going to love all the stuff at Quince. I'm telling you, like half the cost. Oh, my God.
Give your
summer closet an upgrade.
Oh, my God.
Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping on your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie for that free shipping and 365-day returns. Chris LaVoy.
Yes. Hi.
Uh-oh. Who said if you believe as corporations or as networks, you can make yourselves so innocuous that you can serve a gruel so flavorless that you will never again be on the Boy King's radar? Firstly, why will anyone watch? And you are being wrong. Who said that?
Andy Cohen.
No, that was a good guess. No, that was Jon Stewart.
Oh.
I urge you to watch his piece last night defending his friend Stephen Colbert. It was brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Okay. By the by, yes, General Motors. Did I mention this yesterday? Oh, we did Stellantis yesterday.
Yeah.
But General Motors' second quarter profit dropped more than $1 billion because of Trump's tariffs.
The company's announcement comes after Stellantis, maker of Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, said it lost $2.7 billion in the first half of the year because of tariffs and other Republican policies. Please don't vote for Republicans ever again. Okay. I'm sure that'll fix everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done. Done.
Yeah. Done. Done. We're done now.
End the show.
All right. Bella, hit the lights. Let's go.
Hi. No, Kevin's on his way.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Joe says, someday in the not-too-distant future, when he's dead, a whole lot of people are going to have to explain why they openly supported rape, pedophilia, and white supremacy. Yeah, how much you want to bet? Like, hardly, like, what? I didn't support. Who supported this? Not me.
Yeah, okay. Like a Family Circus character. Not
my
me.
My dad used to say the number of people that came up and said they voted for him. He's like, I demand a recount. They lost by a
smidge.
How many states did they lose?
It's not important now. Six.
They won six.
Yeah,
states.
They won six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. You know, on TikTok, ironically, a couple days ago, I saw a campaign video against Goldwater.
Wow. Was it the Daisy video?
It was the Daisy
one. Yeah, that was the one.
But
it only aired once.
But I had never seen it.
Yeah. It only aired once.
Yeah, and the TikTok comments were hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, no, I can confirm that my dad, even at dinner, like I would say, Dad, pass the gravy, and he'd be like, yeah, but I wish I could blow up more little girls with a ton of bombs. And I'm like, I know, Dad. But for now, can we just finish dinner?
Pass the nukes.
I thought he started everything with what Barry meant to say was.
Right. He also started with that. And then, honey, can you pass the nukes?
Right. Right. Exactly. Give me some Jason Crow. This Tulsi Gabbard stuff is just, okay. John said, no one's even asking why Republicans aren't condemning Trump for sharing an AI video of Obama being arrested. That's where we're at. 20 years ago, that would have been a presidency-ending move.
You'd think.
Everything he's done would be a president. Okay.
You know, listen, I was sent to war in Iraq because of fabricated intelligence. I was sent to war, as were many Americans. We spent $3 trillion, 20 years fighting wars that started based on fabricated intelligence.
Yeah.
And this can end very poorly. So anytime you politicize an intelligence infrastructure like Donald Trump and Tulsi Gabbard are doing now, there are very real consequences to it.
Yeah.
They've got to air that tape of her on Joe Rogan admitting that Russians interfered in 2016. Air tape of, you know, Marco Rubio.
Yep.
I mean, he's right next to you at the cabinet, so I guess you're going to have to have him arrested, too. He's right next to you at the cabinet meetings, and he's the, you know, obviously was the main, because they were saying that was even stronger than the Mueller report in terms of completely damning.
It was.
Yeah. Jason Crow, one more.
A full and thorough bipartisan investigation that occurred during the first Trump administration by Donald Trump's Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, now Marco Rubio. And they had a whole administration to address this. And they did, actually. And the findings are pretty clear and pretty bipartisan. This is simply a distraction. They don't want people talking about the release of the Epstein files because Donald Trump is very, very worried about it. That is clear.
Yep, one last one.
We have Tulsi Gabbard, who's been out of favor with President Trump since the intelligence agency issued battle damage assessments of the Iran strike that were not consistent with what Donald Trump was saying. So she's been in hot water and been trying to get back into favor. And then you have a president in President Trump who wants people to talk about anything other than the Epstein investigation, which he is very, very clearly worried about, the release of the Epstein files. So what's happening is Tulsi Gabbard's trying to work his way back into the good graces of Donald Trump by fabricating this conspiracy theory to try to placate Donald Trump. That's what this is all about.
Yep. Thank you. By the way, to Karen in Chicago's point from earlier, Wynn says, I'm glad the media is now publishing stories on Trump's predilection for children, but this information has been available for years. Mm-hmm. And the better, correct time to do it was before the country reelected a predator. They know that. They just chose not to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, a lot of this stuff, you're like, how do we already knew a lot of this, right? I mean, it's just, it's going to be the story of our times. Yep. I see Kevin Hilarious Gay Car in my driveway.
His rental.
All the way from Chicago. Next.
A new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An important topic, the increase in death by suicide by Wisconsin's elderly. Folks from Wisconsin Watch will join us and discuss. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 65 million Americans are under some sort of heat warning today. The baking temperature stretching from St. Louis down through Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And then it spreads further north and east.
Washington, D.C. starts to get the worst of it on Friday, as does New York City. So we're going to feel that heat and humidity. And if you like it, you're going to get more of it, especially if you're east of the Rockies. The only place to cool down would be California.
That's ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. Despite objections from the civil rights leader's family, the Trump administration has released more than 240,000 pages of records that had been under court martial and seal since 1977, court-imposed seal. King's two living children urged the files be viewed within their full historical context. This week in Idaho, the man who admitted to killing four University of Idaho college students will be formally sentenced. Brian Koberger recently changed his plea to guilty in the case, expected to be sentenced to four consecutive life sentences. This is ABC News.